This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, March 19th, brought to you by Syngenta. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. The Fed Reserve held interest rates steady today. Chair Jerome Powell saying, we're not going to be in any hurry to move. Traders seem to suggest a slightly higher chance of rate cuts by the summer. Futures prices implied a 30% chance that rates are at least a half percentage point lower after the Fed's July 30 meeting than they are today. During the press conference, the chairman reiterated several times that uncertainty is swirling around the potential impact of tariffs on the U.S. economy and highlighted risk to the Fed expectations for employment and inflation. The USDA's National Agriculture Statistics Service announcing the reinstatement of several reports for the 2024 season after they were cut due to budget constrictions last year. The USDA's July cattle and county estimates for crops and livestock reports will be reinstated after cutting them last year amid a budget shortfall despite concerns about impact on market transparency. The reinstatement will be effective for the 2024 season for row crops and 25 season for small grains. The July cattle report will be released on July 25th. The Environmental Protection Agency plans to eliminate its scientific research office, could fire more than 1,000 scientists and other employees who helped to provide the scientific foundation for rules safeguarding human health and ecosystems from environmental pollutants. Documents viewed by Democrat staff on the House Committee on Science, Space, and Technology say 75% of the research staff could be laid off. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin said he wants to eliminate 65% of the agency's budget. Well, today, U.S. Representative Dusty Johnson of South Dakota, Ag Trade Caucus co-chairs, Representative Adrian Smith of Nebraska, and Jim Cost of California, as well as Jimmy Panetta of California, introduced a resolution expressing a renewed commitment to supporting market access, trade promotion programs, comprehensive agreements, robust trade enforcement, elimination of trade barriers, and the pursuit of science-based standards. Johnson said agriculture is the backbone of America and an essential part of the economy. I'm proud to be a partner with the Ag Trade Caucus to highlight the value of ag trade for our country and our farming and ranching families and communities. Representative Smith, lamenting the U.S. ag trade deficit, said the U.S. must drive an aggressive agenda to level the playing field and ensure our hardworking producers who have the capacity to meet demand can sell their products globally. The Trump administration announced this week there will be a second public comment period on a proposed rule to list the monarch butterfly as a threatened species. In December 2024, the Biden administration opened a public comment period that ended March 12th this month. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will open a new 60-day comment period. It'll run through May 19th. The monarch has been at the center of numerous lawsuits filed by environmental conservation groups across the years, focusing on protecting species from agriculture chemicals. Finally, Brazilian farmers are keeping a close eye on President Trump's tariff push, especially as it pertains to Canadian potash imports. Potash prices are at risk of rising globally. Brazil is the world's largest importer of potash at 22% of the world's market share. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Syngenta. At Syngenta, we talk to U.S. farmers and growers every day to hear their concerns and help them meet their goals and challenges. From research and development to create innovative products to digital solutions to reduce water use and create healthy soil, we work hand in hand with America's men and women who feed and power the world. When the American farmer has a successful crop, we all benefit. Learn more about Syngenta and our support of the U.S. farmer online at syngenta-us.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.